Well, welcome to Biblical Hebrew class. Because I hear that a little review might not hurt anything, let us go back to page 139 and review the principles of chapter 15 before we pick up with the oral review of chapter 16, which reviews chapter 15 principles. Bottom of page 139, we learn that in this chapter we're to learn possessive endings for singular nouns. They will not give us in this chapter any plural nouns. So when you try and say our feet, just go, that's not possible. We haven't learned possessive endings for plural nouns yet. So at the bottom of page 139, we take the word kol. What does kol mean? Voice or sound. To make it my voice, you add the hirik yod at the end, so that in the left-hand column you find that my voice is, echo me please, koli. Your voice, masculine or singular, there are two choices. Kolcha.
Kolcha.
Or kolecha.
Kolecha.
Depending upon where they want the accent to fall.
Does it matter? That's the masculine singular.
That's your voice, masculine singular, in either case. The only question is how long the vowel is under the lamed. Then your voice, feminine singular, is kolech.
Kolech.
His voice, kolo.
Kolo.
Her voice, kola.
Kola.
Our voice, kolenu.
Kolenu.
Your voice, masculine plural, kolchem.
Kolchem.
Feminine, kolchen.
Kolchem.
And that's the basic rule in the plural there. If it ends in a mame, it's masculine. Think of M for masculine and nun for feminine. Here, all the N's in feminine. Okay. That's not a rule. I'm just making that up as I go. Their voice, masculine, kolam. So feminine, kolon.
Kolon.
So let's not turn a page. Using what we see at the bottom of 139, let's take another word like daughter. What's daughter?
Bot.
But my daughter, and remember it's not bot, it's beat, it's B-T. Because when you use a possessive ending, you use a word pair form, not the normal form. So coal has a regular form of coal and a word pair form of coal, so it's exactly the same. But with bot, the word pair form is beat. So BT?
BT.
My daughter. How about, what is beta?
Her daughter.
Her daughter. Beto.
His daughter.
His daughter. Betenu.
Our daughter.
Our daughter. Bethem.
Your daughter.
Y'all's daughter. Mm-hmm. Betam.
Their daughter.
Their daughter. So do you see how it works? Those little endings there are added to the word pair form of a noun to make a possessive ending. So go to page 141. We find the word am, which is people or nation, right? The normal noun is am. The word pair form is am. So how are you going to say my people?
Ami.
Ami. His people.
Amo.
Amo. Her people. Amma, their people, Amam. You have a question there, unnamed student number 3.
I was trying to find where I was.
Page 141.
Yeah, I see it now.
You're in Jasper, Georgia. No, just kidding. Okay.
I see it now.
If you get out into the next one, the word devar, word or thing, has the word pair form of devar, which is very similar, but not exactly the same. The difference is mainly how long you hold that first vowel. If devar is the word pair form, how do you say my word?
Devari.
Devari. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
His word.
Devaro.
Her word.
Devara.
Devara. Do you see it? Our word. Devarenu. So the thing is to key in on these endings. If I see an E ending, that's my. Ah, her. O, his. I'm there. Chem y'all's. A new hour. Do you see that? Okay, turn the page. The exceptions come in with the word father, av, because the word pair form is avi. How does avi differ from all the other words we've looked at so far? It ends in a
vowel.
So if the word pair form ends in a vowel, their father is going to be avi him, not avi am, because you can't have two vowels in a row in Hebrew, right? So him instead of am, and his father instead of avi-o, with two vowels in a row, is aviv. Other than that, there's really not any difference. So if I take a word like foot, regel, how do you say my foot? The word pair form is rogli. His foot, roglo. Her foot, rogla. Our foot, roglenu. Our feet, we don't know. We've only learned singular nouns so far. Does that help? Does that hurt? Okay, if it doesn't hurt, let's go to page 150 and let's do the oral review. If you take exercise number one, line one, echo me please. Ahavti.
Ahavti.
Et.
Et.
Avi.
Avi.
Va'et.
Va'et.
Imi.
Imi.
Student number one. Ahavti is a verb. The verb ahav means what?
Loved.
Love. So the T on the end, ahavti, is?
I loved.
I loved. The et is the direct object marker. What is avi?
My father.
My father. Va'et. Just and.
Object marker.
Uh-huh. Imi.
My mother.
My mother. Okay, how would you say his mother?
Amo.
Imo.
Imo.
How would you say her mother?
Ima.
Ima. How about our mother? Imenu.
Imenu.
Mm-hmm. And Avi was our father. What about his father?
Avo.
Not Avo.
Avo. Aviv.
Aviv. Because it ends in a vowel, then it's different. That's where it becomes irregular. Can you have two vowels in a row? Just go, ah. So that's why it's Aviv. And their father, instead of Avi-am, with two vowels in a row, is Avi-him. Good. Second line, echo me please. Yosef.
Yosef.
Ahav.
Ahav.
Et.
Kiso.
Asher.
Asher.
Betoch.
Betoch.
Beto.
Beto.
Student number two, who's Yosef?
Joseph.
Joseph. Ahav.
He loved.
Kiso.
Got me.
If kisei is seat or throne, what is kiso? His seat. Asher.
That.
Was. Betoch.
In the midst
of. Beto.
His house.
His house. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Next line, please. Ahavta.
Ahavta.
A little louder. Ahavta.
Et.
Kavod. Malkacha.
Malkacha.
Va'et. Kavod.
Artzecha.
Artzecha. Go back to.
Your king.
Your king.
Say that one again.
Malkacha. It's got the, okay, Malka Cha. Ahavta means, student number three.
You loved.
You loved. Ed is the direct object marker. Kavod Malka Cha is a two-word word pair. What is kavod?
The honor of.
The honor of Malka Cha. What's Melek?
King.
King. So what's Malka Cha? Who's king?
Your king.
Your king. So you loved the honor of your king, The et is just and the direct object marker. Kavod artzecha. Again, a two-pair word pair string. So what's kavod?
The honor.
The honor of.
Your land or.
Your land or your country. That is correct. You love the honor of your king and the honor of your country or your land. Mm-hmm. Fourth one, everybody please. Ahavnu.
Ahavnu.
Et. Zonenu. Ach. Lo. Ahavnu. Et. Behemtenu. Good. So number one, ahavnu. What is the new at the end?
We.
So
it's we loved.
We loved. Et is the direct object marker. Zonenu. What's a zone?
Our flock.
So zonenu is our flock. Ach.
But.
Lo ahavnu.
We did not love.
We did not love. Et is a direct object marker. Bahemtenu.
Our cattle.
Our cattle.
Now, should that be flock or is it sheep? Did we not say that?
It's flock. No, a zone is a flock of sheep or goats.
Okay.
The word sheep is kevis,
okay.
But that's an individual sheep.
Okay.
So when you say flock in Hebrew zone, it's not a flock of birds. It's a flock either of sheep or of goats.
Okay.
Number two, first line says, echo me please, haim. Yatsu. Migavul. Artsenu. Visham. Shaftu. Et. Kol. Amenu. Student number two. What is haim?
They.
Yatsu.
Went out.
Migavul.
From the border
of Artsenu.
Our land.
Visham.
And there.
Shaftu.
They judged.
Et is the direct object marker. Kol Amenu is a word pair.
All of our people.
Excellent.
You did real good with it.
Yeah. There's always a little apprehension or fear when you've been gone a week or two. Did I forget everything I ever knew? The answer is no. So let's do the next sentence together. Echo me, please. Leia. Teitse. Mitoch. Beta. Hakatan. Va'az. Tochal. Et. Basara. Va'et. Lachma. Ooh, I'm interested to know what this says, student number three. Who's Leah?
Leah.
Teitse. The tav at the front indicates what in the imperfect?
Her.
You or she, in this case she. So what's teitse? It's from Yatzah.
Went.
So Leah, since it's imperfect, will go out. Mitoch beta is a word pair.
From. Within.
From within. Beta.
Her small house,
because you included with beta, hakatan. Hakatan is an adjective that modifies her house, so Leah went forth from the midst of her small house, Va'az,
and then
Tochal. Leah will go forth from the midst of her small house, Va'az.
Then she will go.
And then Va'az is and then Tochal. From Achal.
She will eat.
Et is the direct object marker. Basara.
Her meat.
Va'et lachma.
And her bread.
Yes. So Leah will go forth from the midst of her small house, and then she will eat her meat and her bread. not great works of poetic literature. However, it works as an exercise. Line 3. Echo me, please. Ooh. Zoni.
Zoni.
Yatsa.
Yatsa.
Mitoch.
Mitoch.
Mekomenu.
Mekomenu.
Lifne.
Lifne.
Ene.
Ene.
Kol.
Kol.
Amenu.
Amenu.
Oh, that looks like a toughie. What is Zoni?
My flock.
My flock. Yatsa.
Went out.
Went out. Mitoch.
From the midst of.
From the midst of. Mekomenu.
Our place.
Lifne.
Before.
Ene kol amenu is a three-word word pair string. What's ene kol amenu?
The eyes.
The eyes of.
Of. Our people.
The eyes of all of our people. Mm-hmm. Good. Next sentence, everybody. Avraham.
Avraham.
Yetze.
Yetze.
May art so.
May art so.
Im.
Im.
Mincha.
Mincha.
La'ishto.
La'ishto.
Student number 2. Who's Avraham?
Abraham.
Abraham. Yetze.
Went out.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Found
imperfect.
Oh. Will go out.
Will go out. May art so.
From his land.
From his land. Im.
With.
Mincha. Mincha is gift or offering. In this case, it's going to be gift. A gift. La'ishto.
For his wife.
For his wife. That's why you wouldn't say an offering. Mm-hmm. You take an offering to God, a gift to a person. And I assume la'ishto is not God.
Shouldn't be.
Number 3, first line. Eshpot.
Eshpot.
Et.
Et.
Minchat.
Minchat.
Zoncha.
Zoncha.
Lifne.
Lifne.
Einecha.
Einecha.
What is Eshpot, student number 3?
She will judge.
It's student number 3's turn, isn't it? I could be wrong. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Yep, student number 3. Oh. Eshpot.
I thought it was I will judge.
I will judge is correct.
Okay. I will judge.
Et is the direct object marker.
Mm-hmm.
Minchat zoncha is a word pair.
The offering
of
my flock.
Your flock.
Your flock.
Mm-hmm. So I will judge the offering of your flock. Lifne before einecha.
Your eyes.
Your eye.
Yeah.
Eyes.
Eye. Your eyes.
I. We haven't learned plural words yet. Yes. Yes, we can't have eyes because that's chapter 16.
So before one eye.
Yeah, only before one eye. Obviously, he lost one in the hunting accident. We don't know where he lost the eye, but he lost it somewhere. The second line of number 3 reads, Yosef.
Yosef.
Shaphat.
Bain.
Bain.
Achiv.
Uvain.
Aviv.
Student number 1, who's Yosef?
Joseph.
Shaphat.
Judged.
Perfect tense. Bain.
Between.
Achiv.
His brothers?
No. His brother, singular. We don't know plural nouns yet. His brother, Uvain, and Aviv.
His father.
His father. Why was it Achio and Avio?
Doubling vowels.
You can't have two vowels in a row. That's why Achiv and Aviv are his, even though it's not an O, because they end in a vowel in their possessive form, in their word pair form. Third line. Tishpot.
Tishpot.
Me.
Hakatan.
Hakatan. Mitzonecha.
Mitzonecha.
What is Tishpot?
He will judge?
Nope, that would be Yishpot.
She,
could be she will judge.
Or you will judge.
It's you will judge or she will judge. You can't know unless you know who it refers to. It could be either. Me.
Who?
Who? Hakatan. Remember, it's followed by a me of comparison. So you will judge who is
smaller
than Zonecha.
Your flock?
Mm-hmm.
That one doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make the most sense. Let's see how the authors translated it. They say, you will judge who is the smallest of your flock. Okay.
Is that a word pair for that?
No, it just means they took real liberties in translating it, because otherwise it didn't sound so good.
Okay.
Remember, literal Hebrew translation is not always the best English. Sometimes you got to smooth it out. Fourth line of number 3 says, Hakohen.
Hakohen.
Yishpot.
Mimekomo.
Bakise. Hakavod. What is Hakohen?
The priest. Will judge.
Hang on, it's not your turn, I don't think.
That's all right, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Now, student number 3. What's Hakohen?
Okay. Hakohen is the priest.
Okay. Yishpot.
Will judge.
Mimekomo.
The animals?
Yeah, there's no Bahamas in there. What's the first me? From? What's Macomb? Place. So Macomo, whose place?
Just blank.
The O vowel at the end means his. So the priest will judge from his place. Bakise Hakavod. What's the ba? Ba is in, right? Kisei hakavod is a word pair, string. The seat of honor.
Seat of honor.
Mm-hmm.
The seat.
Yep, so the priest will judge from his place in the seat of honor.
See, I knew it up there. Don't know it down here. How can that be?
Okay. Number 4, well, let student number 1 help this time. Everybody echo me, please. Ra'ita.
Ra'ita.
Et. Kavod.
Beit.
Avicha.
Betoch.
Yerushalayim. What is Ra'ita?
You saw.
Et, the direct object marker. Kavod. Beit Avicha is a 3-word word pair string.
Okay. The glory.
The glory.
Of the house. Of your father.
Betoch.
In the midst of
Yerushalayim.
Jerusalem.
Excellent.
I'm glad you had that one.
Excellent. Echo me, please. Shama. Imech.
Et.
Kolech.
Kolech.
Ve'et. Devarech. Student number 2, what is Shama'ah?
She heard.
Imech.
Her mother?
That would be Ima. Imech. Your mother. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She heard your mother. Et, direct object marker. Now we know that we have to reorder the words. Your mother heard.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise the et would have to come before imeich. So your mother heard. Et is the direct object marker. Kolech.
Your voice.
The et.
And.
Devarech.
Your word.
Singular.
Word.
We haven't learned plural
right.
Yet.
Word. Your word.
We will, I promise you, get to plural nouns with possessive endings. Okay. Next line says, Ra'inu.
Ra'inu.
Et. Besar.
Besar.
Behemto.
Behemto.
Asher.
Asher.
Lakach.
Lakach.
Yerushalamo.
Yerushalamo.
Kamingchato.
Kamingchato.
Aha.
Good luck.
Student number three.
I know we saw.
Correct. Ra'inu is we saw. Et is the direct object marker. You know that. Besar behemto is a word pair form. So what's besar?
Besar is meat.
Uh-huh. The meat of behemto. What's behema? Animal. So behemto. Whose animal?
His animal.
Right. So we saw the meat of his animal, asher. Asher is that which, that. Who, or where? So you say that.
That.
Lekach.
He took.
Yerushalamo. The hay of direction. He took toward
Jerusalem.
Kaminchato. What is the ka?
Or.
Like or as.
Or as.
And the o at the end.
His.
His
offering.
His offering. Right.
Okay, now say,
we saw.
The meat.
The meat.
Of his animal.
Of his animal.
Which was.
Which.
He took.
Toward Jerusalem.
As
his offering. There you go. Yeah. There you go. The reason it's important that it's toward Jerusalem is he may not actually get to Jerusalem. He may have gotten hungry on the way. The fourth sentence of exercise 4 of the oral review on page 150. Echo me, please. Sham'u.
Sham'u.
Hasarim.
Hasarim.
Et.
Kolchem.
Kolchem. Vehem.
Vehem.
Ra'u.
Ra'u.
Et. Artzechem. Student number one. What's Sham'u?
They heard.
Hasarim.
The chiefs or the commanders.
So it's
switched up.
So that's the subject. So now we know it's the commanders heard. Et is the direct object marker. Why do you know Hasarim is the subject and not the object? You're correct, but why? If Hasarim was the direct object, what would have to come before it? The direct object marker, et, and it doesn't. So it's the chiefs or the commanders heard, et, kolchem.
Your voice.
Y'all's voice, uh-huh. It's your masculine plural. The haim.
And they.
Ra'u.
Saw.
Et, direct object marker. Artzechem.
Your land.
Y'all's land, uh-huh. Masculine plural. Excellent. Everybody take a breath. We can do this. Line 1 of number 5 says Bni.
Bni.
Right. Bni.
Bni.
Again, Bni.
Bni.
Kind of like Benny and the Jets. Bni.
Bni.
Yizkor.
Yizkor.
Et.
Et.
Shmi.
Shmi.
Le'olam.
Le'olam.
What is that one, student number 2? Bni. You. Whose son? What's that E at the end?
Oh, my son.
My son. Yizkor.
Will remember.
At direct object marker. Shmi. What is shame?
Oh, yeah. His name.
Nope. That'd be Shmo. My name. Le'olam.
Forever,
yes. My son will remember my name forever. Excellent. Second line. Tizkor.
Score.
Et.
Et.
Nefesh.
Nefesh.
Avicha.
Avicha.
Ve'et.
Ve'et.
Ruach.
Ruach.
Imecha.
Imecha.
Student number 3. Tease core.
You will remember.
You will remember or she will remember. No way to tell at this point. Et, direct object marker. Nefesh.
The soul.
Where's the thee?
Et. And then soul. Is that right?
Not exactly. Nefesh avicha is a word pair.
Okay.
And if the last word of a word pair is definite, then the whole thing is definite. That's where the thee comes from.
Okay.
So you will remember the soul of
your father.
Of your father, the et.
And
ruach imecha.
The spirit.
The spirit of your mother. Exactly. Third line. Zachartem.
Zachartem.
Et.
Et.
Kol.
Kol.
Kasbachem.
Kasbachem.
Asher.
Asher.
Mitachat.
Mitachat.
Admatchem.
Admatchem.
Are we back to student number 1?
Yes.
What is Zachartem?
You will remember.
No.
No, they will remember.
No. It's perfect tense. You remembered. Masculine plural.
Remembered.
At direct object marker. Kol kasbachem.
All of.
All of.
Your silver.
Your silver. Masculine plural. Asher.
Which.
Which. Mitachat.
Was under. Was from under. So was under.
Was from under. Okay. Admatchem.
Your ground.
Your ground. Excellent. One more. Zacharta.
Zacharta.
Bechol.
Bechol.
Levavcha.
Levavcha.
Uvchol.
Uvchol.
Nafshecha.
Nafshecha.
Et.
Et.
Kol.
Kol.
Divrei.
Divrei.
Toratecha.
Toratecha.
Student number 2.
That's a good one.
That is. What's Zacharta?
You remembered.
You remembered. Bechol levavcha.
With all your heart.
With all of your heart. Uvchol nafshecha.
And.
I
don't know. Something all.
With all of your
soul.
Uh-huh. It, direct object marker. Kol divrei toratecha.
All of the words.
All of the words of?
Your Torah.
Your Torah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Page 151. New vocabulary.
Oh. It's so exciting.
Yes, it is exciting.
They're just about ones that we've had before.
A lot of them are review. That's absolutely right.
I wonder why they do that to us.
They like to throw in a lot of review to make sure we don't forget things. So in the upper right-hand corner of the vocabulary, we have achar.
Achar.
Or achare.
Achare.
Means after or behind. That is after in time. Or behind in physical location. It means both. So if I'm talking about the table behind you, that's achar. If I'm talking about
yesterday,
no, tomorrow, that's achar also. It's afterward as in time, that is in the future.
Oh,
something that comes
so
after.
Good.
God bless you.
Yes,
not
sir.
That comes before. God bless you. That which comes after. That one we see in Genesis 22 with the binding of Isaac. As Abraham and Isaac are on the mountain, Abraham sees behind him a ram caught in the thickets. There was a physical ram caught in the physical thickets behind him, but also he saw Messiah in the future being crucified on that very mountaintop where he was about to offer his son. That's why John chapter 8 says, Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it.
Yes.
So achar means both, after in time and behind in physical location. And it can mean both at the same time.
That's kind of just illusioning a little bit there to try to figure that out.
Little bit. Yep. Now, L we've had before. What's L?
Two.
Et?
Direct object marker.
In or with. That's called an inseparable preposition. Remember, not an insufferable preposition, but an inseparable preposition. Ba is in or with. Sometimes we forget it's with also. And then bain is between or among when it's got the yod between the bait and the noon. And we translate as between if it appears how many times?
Twice
or more. And if it's only once, among. Betoch, in the midst of or within, take your pick. Below the column we have tachat, under or instead of. It can be either under or instead of. Left hand side we have kamo. Kamo means like or as. You hear it in the song mi kamoka. Me is who, kamo ka is like you. So we're going to learn to put preposition endings, pronoun endings on these prepositions. Preposition endings that represent pronouns. The lamed.
Two.
Say lamed.
Lamed.
Is two or four. Can also show possession. Possession. Lifnei. Before or in front of. Mean, me, or may. Is from. All. Upon, about, on, or over. And lastly, im with an ayin is with.
We skipped over from or out of.
Did I skip mean, me, and may is from?
No, you skipped the one underneath them.
I skipped all, about, upon.
No, from within, out of.
Maybe we have one he doesn't have.
You have one we don't have then. What do you have?
From within and out of is mean, mitoch.
You have mitoch. I don't have that one in my list. Okay. Shame on me.
Is mitoch?
Mitoch. Me being from, toch the midst of, mitoch from the midst of or from the middle of.
Or out of is what it says.
What's that?
Or out of is what it says.
Or out of, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If you're coming from within, you're out of it. Yep, true. Direct object pronouns. A direct object pronoun is used to replace a noun as the direct object of a verb, such as, Jacob sent the young man to Moab. You can replace the young man with him to say, Jacob sent him to Moab. If I said, Jacob sent he to Moab, my English teacher would roll over in her grave. At least I hope she's dead by now. I'm sure she is. Okay. But we've learned to say he. How do you say he in Hebrew? Who? But we haven't learned how to say him. Wouldn't it be helpful to know how to say him?
I was thinking that.
Yeah. To him, from him, in front of him. We got to learn all those things. So it says both the young man and him are direct objects. Why is it not good English?
Both the young man and him.
Okay. In English, the direct object pronouns are me, you, him, her, it, us, and them. That sounds a lot like I, you, he, she, we, and them. So in Hebrew, direct object pronouns are formed from the direct object marker et. What is et? How do you translate et? You don't. It's just a direct object marker. But if you have an ending added to et, a pronoun ending, now you pronounce it. So it says in all forms except the second person plural, the direct object marker et changes to oat with the addition of the endings. Mm-hmm. So you add a vowel, an O, oat. So if you're going to say me, what would you add to oat? E. O-T. What does that E ending indicate? My. So myself is kind of like me, right? Mm-hmm. So O-T spelled either way, with or without the vav, means me. Otcha is the personal pronoun direct object, you. Jacob sent you to Moab. Not you as in the personal pronoun, you took something, but he took you. So the direct object personal pronoun, you.
So now we have more use to learn.
More use to learn.
Is that otah or otak?
The third one is otach.
Otach.
Otach is you feminine. So otcha, masculine, otak, feminine. It's pretty much what we've learned before. Cha was a you, masculine, and ach, you feminine. Oto, hear that O ending, just like what's Beto, his daughter. Oto is him or it. Mm-hmm. Ota, her. Or it, feminine. Otanu,
Otanu,
us. Etchem,
Etchem.
There's that exception where it didn't change to an O. Etchem is y'all. Jacob sent y'all to Moab. Etchem. Except since y'all's feminine, he'd sent etchen.
Etchen.
Uh-huh. What's the possessive ending for they? Is am, so otam, them, masculine, or otan, them, feminine.
Okay, yeah, see that.
So what's ot, me, otcha, you, otach, you, feminine, oto, him, ota, her, or it, otanu,
us.
Etchem,
you.
Masculine. Echen,
you. Feminine.
Y'all feminine. Otam,
them masculine.
Them masculine. Otan,
Otan.
Them feminine. So it is so similar to the pronoun endings we just learned. It should be easy. Except when it's stuck onto the direct object mark, you know, it's just a direct object pronoun. That's all. Top of page 152. Echo me, please. Who?
Who?
Zachar.
Zachar.
Et.
Et.
Ha'av.
Ha'av.
Student number three, what does that mean? What's who?
He.
He. Zachar.
Remembered.
Remembered. Et. Direct object marker. Ha'av.
The father.
The father. Echo me, everybody. Who?
Who?
Zachar.
Zachar.
Oto.
Oto.
Student number one, who?
Who? It is he.
He, Zachar.
Remembered.
Remembered, Oto.
Him.
Him. Mm-hmm. What if it was who, Zachar, Ot?
He remembered me.
He remembered me. Who, Zachar, Ot, Ha?
Her. Her.
You.
You.
Maybe I didn't pronounce it clearly enough.
Sure.
Okay. Next sentence. Zacharti.
Zacharti.
Et.
Et.
Imo.
Imo.
No, it's Imi.
Imi.
Again, Zacharti.
Zacharti.
Et.
Et.
Imi.
Imi.
What does that mean, student number two?
I remembered.
My mother. My mother. Now let's change it to Zacharti et Imo. What is that? I remember his mother. So in either case, echo me please, Zacharti.
Zacharti.
Ota.
Ota.
What would that be, student number three? Zacharti Ota.
Okay, I remembered her.
I remembered her. And the reason I said it doesn't matter if it's I remembered my mother or I remembered his mother, in either case, that's still her. So we don't want to get too tied up to Imi and Ota.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth line, Zacharta.
Zacharta.
Et.
Et.
Habanim.
Habanim.
Student number one, what's that?
You remembered.
You remembered.
The sons.
The sons. Next line, Zacharta.
Zacharta.
Otam.
Otam.
Student number two, how do you translate that?
You remembered
them. Next line, Haim. Zachru.
O-T.
Student number three, who's Haim?
They.
Zachru.
Remembered.
O-T.
Me
is correct. Yes. OT is me.
Okay.
Next line. Haim.
Zachru.
Otanu. Student number one. Haim.
They.
Zachru.
Remembered.
Otanu.
Us.
Next line. Zacharnu.
Otcha.
Student number two, what's Zacharnu?
We remembered
Otcha.
You
is correct. Underneath those exercise lines, it says there is no direct object pronoun it in Hebrew. It's always, hello there, he or she, right? So all direct object pronouns are either masculine or feminine. They must match the noun to which they refer. So, echo me please on the next line. It says, halachta, labayit, ki, zacharta, et, habayit. Yeah, this is the intermediate class. That's okay. The next one will start in just a few minutes. So, are we up to student number three?
It's me, and no, let me see if I can.
Halachta.
And so, I remember?
No, nobody's remembering anything. Nobody's remembering anything.
I'm guessing what it is.
Yeah, no guessing. What is halak?
Halak is went.
Uh-huh, so halachta.
She went?
Ata. Halachta. You went.
You, that is you feminine.
No, that's just plain old.
Okay.
Let's go down the list again. Ani is what? Ani. I. Ata.
You.
Ot.
She.
No, ot is you feminine. Okay, that's enough. Okay. Halachta, you went. Labayit. What is the lamed?
You went.
Labayit.
Labayit.
What is the lamed? La?
Two.
Two. And the a under the lamed? The?
The house.
Yep. So you went to the house. Ki. Ki.
Because
Zacharta, now somebody's remembering.
Because she remembered.
Because you remembered. At direct object marker, habayit.
The house.
Next sentence, echo me please. Halachta. Labayit.
Ki.
Zacharta.
Oto.
Student number one, what's halachta?
You went.
Labayit.
To the house.
Ki.
Because.
Zacharta.
You remembered.
Oto.
It.
Oh,
well, that's funny.
Why was it oto instead of ota?
Because you substitute, there's not a word it, so you use him or her, depending on the noun.
So, habayit is masculine.
Masculine.
Okay. Next sentence, please. Hana'ar. Yikach. Et. Habahema. Student number two, what's Hana'ar?
The young man.
Yikach.
Will take.
Et. Direct object marker. Habahema.
The animal.
Last sentence. Hana'ar. Yes, but Hebrew first. Hana'ar. Yikach.
Ota.
So So you're right. Hana'ar is, again, the young man. Yikach.
Took.
Will take.
Will take.
Otah. Ota is her or it. In this case, since it's referring to an animal, it would be it. Okay. Bottom of page 152. Prepositions with endings.
And pretty good in the first few minutes.
So we should shorten class to 15 minutes. Okay.
15 minutes and I'll be good.
Next topic, prepositions with endings. In English, pronouns that follow prepositions are separate words. For me, on him, with her. In Hebrew, pronouns never appear as separate words after prepositions. Instead, endings are attached directly to each preposition. These are very similar to the possessive pronoun endings that you learn in chapter 15. Very similar. Almost every preposition in Hebrew takes pronoun endings. In the Bible, some prepositions with endings are used much more frequently than others. In this chapter, we will show you the most frequently used prepositions and their endings. By the time we finish the book, you will know every word that's used in the Bible 200 times or more. So they start front-loading the book with the most frequently used words. And then as you get toward the back, you're getting to less frequently and less frequently used. Given that you're in the middle of the book, we got to learn this stuff because it appears a lot. So the most frequently used prepositions. First dot says these preposition endings are almost the same ones you learned for singular nouns. There are slight differences in the vowels in some of the forms. We don't worry too much about vowels. But go to the right-hand side, ba. As an inseparable preposition means what? In or with. But usually in the Bible, if it's but, it's going to be in. So B, what do you suppose that E ending is? In me. Bacha, in you. Bach, in you, feminine. Bow. In him, ba, 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 black, no, that's not it. In her, banu, in us, bachem, in y'all, bachen, in y'all feminine types. Bahem or bam is them, bahem or bam. By the same token, bahen or ban is in them feminine. My book doesn't have bon. If yours does not, just write it in. Bait with a kamates and a final noon. Left-hand column, im is with, imi with me, imacha with you, imach with you feminine, imo with him, ima with her, imanu, with us, imachem, with y'all, masculine, imachen, hello, with y'all, feminine, imahem or imam, it can be either, and that's with them, masculine or imahen, or iman, with them, feminine. Underneath the two columns, we have the column for lamed, la, which is to, li, to me, lecha, to you. We see that one all over the place in the scriptures, right? Lecha, lach, to you, feminine, lo. That sounds like no, but notice it's not spelled the same. Lo, to him. La, to her. Lanu, to us. Lachem, lachen, to y'all. Lahem and lahen, to them.
Him and hen.
Yes, anytime you hear that, that has to do with you.
Okay.
Either singular or plural, the kh is you.
Okay.
So to them, lahem. Why can't you say la'am? Because you get two vowels in a row. We don't do that. Three sentences at the bottom of the page. Echo me, please. Ha'ish. Shalach. Et. Yosef. Imo. Student number one, what's ha'ish?
A man.
The man. Shalach.
Sent.
Et, direct object marker. Yosef.
Joseph.
Imo.
With him.
With him. Excellent. Next sentence. Hine.
Hine.
Kali.
Kali.
Im. Lechem.
Lechem.
Bow. Student number two, what's hine?
Here is.
Here is. Kali.
A vessel.
Im.
With.
Lechem.
Bread.
Bow.
In it.
In it. Correct. Last sentence. Yaakov. Zachar. Oti. Od. Olam. Student number three, what's Yaakov?
Jacob.
Zachar.
Remembered.
Ot.
I don't know.
Me.
Me.
Od Olam.
Forever.
Page 154. We just have four more pronouns, all, which is upon, about, on, or over. El, which is to. Achare, after. And lifne, before. And you see, it's virtually identical the same way. How do you say upon me? Alai. Yeah, instead of Ali, it's Alai. Nope. So it's a little different, but not much. Alecha, upon you. Alaik, upon you feminine. Alive, upon him. Not Alo, because you've got vowels. So like with Achiv and Aviv, it's a Vav, alive. And then upon her, Aleha. Upon us, Aleinu. Upon you, Alechem. Or feminine, Alechen. Upon them, Alehem. Or feminine, Alehen. With the L in the left-hand column, which is two, you have Eli. To me. Elecha. To you. Elaich. To you feminine. Alive. To him. Eleha. To her. Eleinu. To us. Alechem. To y'all. Masculine. Alechen. To you feminine plural. Alehem. To them masculine, Alehen. To them feminine. After, Achare. After me, Acharai.
That's hard to say.
Acharai. Acharai. Mm-hmm. Underneath that, Acharecha. Then Acharaik. 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 Fortunately, that one doesn't occur very often in the scriptures. And we will finish up this list next week, Lord willing. We'll start with after. So that gives us enough to start practicing reading. And then next week we will finish up the concepts of chapter 16 and begin the exercises. So thank you all for...
Next week I'm going to stay with them.